July 15th. Today was the funeral. Before it, we went for our last look at Daddy. He had on his best army suit with all its stars and stripes on it. He looked just like I hoped he would. It seemed like he had a smile on his lips. One look at him and I knew he was at peace and rest. I knew he wasn't dead, too. Not really dead at all. He will always live in our hearts and souls. His memory lives in our minds, and best still, his soul lives in heaven, where hurt and sorrow, harm and sickness can never reach him. For that I'm happy. This morning, the poem that I wrote was in the Augusta Chronicle and the Savannah Evening Press. Here's how it goes. In Vietnam, a Cold War rages. Soldiers are found with very small wages. Men fight, women cry, and day and night more people die. Why? Why is there such fuss? Why do they lie? Why do they cuss? Why do they kill and hurt and harm? Why do they steal and cause such alarm? I don't know why. I never will know why men have to die in the battlefield.